WJAN Sports. And in the Winterset Husky Invitational last night, it was some area athletes and teams competing as the track season starts to get into full swing here in Western Iowa. Some of the individuals and placings from area teams. In the boys' long jump, Luke Neitzel of Creston took home the top spot with a jump of 20 feet, 10 and a half inches. Also, Zach Brewer of Nottoway Valley finished in fifth place in that event. Also, in the boys' high jump, it was Brady Poor of Mount Air taking home the top crown, clearing 6-2. Also, attempting at 6-2 was Alex Welsh of Nottoway Valley. He finished in second place in that event. Creston finished in a third place in the boys' 4x800-meter relay. That included Bryce Briley, Brandon Phipps, Travis Miller, and Jay Wolf. Also, in other events there, it was in the boys' 400-meter hurdles. Trevor McKee of CAM competing there as an unattached athlete. Team didn't compete, but he was there as an individual athlete and finished in second place there in that event with a time of 57.89. Jordan Pingle of Pella took home the top spot in that 400-meter hurdles event. In the 800-meter run, Jay Wolf of Creston was the champion, a time of 2:02.11. T.J. Bauer of Nottoway Valley finished fourth in that race. Also in the boys' 4x400-meter relay, it was Creston finishing in third with a team of Briar Evans, Max Walters, Bryce Briley, and Jay Wolf. And the team standings, Pella took home the top spot, running away with 150 team points. Norwalk was in second with 72, followed by Mount Air, Earlham, and Greene County in the top five. Creston finished sixth in the team standings, and Nottoway Valley finished 10th there at that Winterset Husky Invitational last night. In NCAA basketball play, some exciting games on the slate in Sweet 16 action as the Elite Eight is now all set. Trey Burke scored all 23 of his points after halftime, including a long tying three-pointer in the final seconds of regulation, and Michigan rallied to beat Kansas 87-85 in the South Regional Semifinals last night. The four-seeded Wolverines wiped out a 10-point Kansas lead in the last 3 minutes of regulation, and Burke gave them their first lead since early in the game with another long three to open Michigan scoring in overtime. Michigan reached the regional finals for the first time since the Fab Five era 19 years ago. Ben McLemore had 20 points to lead the Jayhawks, who looked to be on their way to a third straight regional final before Michigan's improbable rally. Also in college hoops play last night, Russ Smith matched his career high with 31 points to lead three Cardinals in double figures, and top-seeded Louisville overcame its toughest test yet in the NCAA tournament in a 77-69 victory over Oregon last night. Kevin Ware added 11, and Georgie Dang had 10 points and 9 rebounds for Louisville, which has now won 13 straight games. Louisville will move on now to play Michigan, or move on now to play Duke, as Seth Curry shot Duke right into the regional finals and put Mike Krzyzewski on the verge of another major milestone. Curry scored 29 points to lead the second-seeded Blue Devils past third-seeded Michigan State 71-61 on Friday night and into the Midwest regional final. If Duke beats top-seeded Louisville in Sunday's regional final, Krzyzewski would tie John Wooden's record with 12 Final Four trips. Michigan State just couldn't keep up with Curry and Duke's shooters, and the defense of the Blue Devils stepped up in the second half as well. The Spartans were led by Keith Appling with 16 points. Curry's 6-3 of the game broke a 38-38 tie early in the second half, sending Duke on a 9-0 run, and they never trailed again in that ball game. And Mike Rosario had 15 points, and Florida is going on to an NCAA regional final for the third year in a row after a 62-50 victory over Cinderella sweetheart Florida Gulf Coast. The number 15 seed, whose improbable tournament journey ended just before midnight Friday. Florida Gulf Coast, the high-flying team from quote-unquote Dunk City, few people knew about before the NCAA tournament, jumped out to an early 11-point lead against the SEC regular season champs, but the number 3 seed Gators, with a roster filled with NCAA tournament experience, were just too strong and too good. Michael Frazier made a pair of three-pointers to start a 16-0 run late in the first half. That came in a 4.5-minute span when the Eagles had 4 turnovers and missed their only shot. They trailed the rest of the game. The Gators will now play Michigan in the South Regional Final at Cowboy Stadium on Sunday. They're trying to get to their first NCAA Final Four since consecutive national championships back in 2006 and 2007. Aaron Kraft and Deshaun Thomas paid attention last weekend when the highest-seeded teams in their regional started toppling like mini dominoes. The Ohio State stars were both wondered whether any big names could survive the Wild West, and they've just been able to do so themselves. They've won 2 straight games on buzzer-beating three-point attempts and breaking ties in those games to win those games and two straight victories over Iowa State and Arizona in that same fashion. The ninth-seeded Shockers won't surprise the Buckeyes, who know they'll try to force a quick tempo. That's one of the games on the slate today in Elite Eight action, as it'll be Wichita State, the ninth seed, taking on two-seed Ohio State at 6:05 here this evening. That's a late game on CBS. The early game on CBS will see Syracuse take on Marquette, the four-seed Syracuse, and the third-seed Golden Eagles will get things going at 3:30 later on here this afternoon. And once again, trips to the Final Four on the line in both of those ball games. Also in the CollegeInsider.com tournament tonight at 7 o'clock, Northern Iowa will be playing. They'll be hosting Weber State in that tournament. Evansville also is at East Carolina in that same tournament at 4 o'clock later today. Taking a look at some other scores for you from play last night, and starting off, taking a look here in the National Basketball Association. Orlando was a winner over Washington, 97-92. It was Boston over Atlanta, 118-107. New York beat Charlotte, 111-102. Philadelphia over Cleveland, 97-87. It was Toronto over Detroit, 99-82. Memphis beat Houston, 103-94. Miami beat New Orleans, 108-89. Minnesota topped Oklahoma City, 101-93. It was San Antonio over the Clippers, 104-102. Denver got by Brooklyn, 109-87, and Utah, a winner over Portland, 105-95. In the National Hockey League last night, Tampa Bay and New Jersey went to a shootout. Tampa Bay winning on the shootout goals, and they get the 5-4 victory. Anaheim, a 2-1 winner over Chicago. Dallas beat Minnesota 5-3, and Columbus was a winner 6-4 over Calgary. Taking a look at other sports news for you here this morning as well. The couple of big deals in Major League Baseball yesterday. Justin Verlander and Buster Posey came away with postseason awards last fall after helping their respective teams win a pennant. The two will now be very well compensated over the next few seasons. The Tigers and Verlander have agreed to a 5-year contract covering 2015 to 2019. The 2011 AL MVP and Cy Young Award winner gets the deal through that calls for him to earn $20 million in each of the next two seasons. The new contract includes an option for 2020 that could become guaranteed, making the pack potentially worth $202 million over 8 seasons. The San Francisco Giants have rewarded Posey for winning the NL MVP award and batting title with a $167 million 9-year contract. The deal includes a club option for 2022 that could raise the value to $186 million over a decade. The agreement is the longest for a catcher and the largest in Giants history, surpassing Matt Cain's $127.5 million 6-year contract signed before the start of last season. Also in Major League Baseball news, former AL MVP Miguel Tejada has made the Kansas City Royals opening day roster as a utility infielder. A person familiar with the negotiations say first baseman Paul Goldschmidt and the Arizona Diamondbacks are close to an agreement on a $32 million 5-year contract that would run from 2014 to 2018. David Wright made his first exhibition game appearance since sustaining a rib injury during the World Baseball Classic, going 0-for-3 and playing in 5 innings for New York in a 7-2 victory over the St. Louis Cardinals, and he said he didn't feel any tightness or pain during that outing. Veteran right-hander Freddy Garcia has accepted a minor league pack with Baltimore after being released by San Diego earlier this week. And Colorado designated catcher Ramon Hernandez for assignment and purchased fellow backstop Yorvit Torrealba. And the Rockies also purchased the contract of right-hander Chris Volstead. And not just a lot of spending going on in Major League Baseball yesterday, a big deal in the NFL as well, as for some reason the Dallas Cowboys decided Tony Romo needed a lot of money. A 6-year contract extension worth $108 million, with about half of it guaranteed. The deal will lower Romo's salary cap number of $16.8 million for 2013, giving the team more room to sign free agents and draft picks. The 32-year-old Romo gets $55 million guaranteed and could be with Dallas through 2019. Super Bowl winner Joe Flacco got $52 million guaranteed in his 6-year, $120.6 million contract that he signed with Baltimore earlier this month. According to a person familiar with the deal, the tight end Fred Davis has agreed to a 1-year contract extension to remain with the Washington Redskins after being pursued by the Bills and Jets. In golf, Steve Wheatcroft shot a 567 to take the lead at the midway point of the PGA's Houston Open. Wheatcroft had to qualify on Monday to make it into the field and has made the most of it through 2 rounds with a 10-under total. Jason Kokrick and D.A. Points are 1 shot back and 2 ahead of Stuart Sink and Brian Davis. A deal to loan Mark Martin to Joe Gibbs Racing as a replacement driver for injured Denny Hamlin fell apart when Michael Waltrip Racing said Martin will fulfill his commitment to its team. Brian Vickers wound up as a replacement driver for at least four races while Hamlin recovers from a fractured vertebra in his lower back. In tennis, David Ferrer and Andy Murray have reached the final at the Sony Open. Ferrer rallied from a breakdown in the third set to beat Tommy Haas 4-6, 6-2, 6-3. Ferrer improved to 25-4 this year and leads the tour in victories. Murray advanced with a 6-7, 6-1, 6-2 triumph over Richard Gasquet. That's a look at some of the latest sports news for you here on KJ. And actually, I have another note here for you as well. Cornell senior Kyle Dakey has been awarded the Hodge Trophy as the nation's top wrestler. Dake became just the third wrestler to win four NCAA titles at the national meet in Des Moines last weekend when he took the 165-pound title. Even more impressive is he won a national title at different weights each of those four seasons during his career. That's a look at the latest sports here this hour here on KJN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.